I never wanted to be a mother. Even when I was a little girl playing dolls with my two sisters, I assumed the role of the good Aunt Claudia. I would bathe and diaper and cradle their plastic babies and then be on my way, onto more exciting pursuits in the backyard or basement. Grown-ups called my position on motherhood cute, flashing me that same knowing smile they give little boys who insist that all girls have cooties. To them, I was just a spunky tomboy who would someday fall in love and fall in line. Those grown-ups turned out to be partially right. I did outgrow my tomboy stage, and I did fall in love. Several times, in fact. Beginning with my high school boyfriend, Charlie. But when Charlie gazed into my eyes after our senior prom and asked me how many children I wanted, I reported a firm 0. None. Charlie looked startled, as if I had just confessed to him a terrible dark secret. Why not? I had a lot of reasons that I laid out that night, but none that satisfied him. Charlie wasn't alone. Of the many boyfriends who followed him, none seemed to understand or accept my feelings. And although my relationships ended for a variety of reasons, I always had the sense that babies were a factor. Still, I truly believed that I would someday find my guy. That one person who would love me as is, without condition, without the promise of children. I was willing to wait for him. But around the time I turned 30, I came to terms with the fact that I might wind up alone. That I might never have that gut feeling when you know you found the one. Instead of feeling sorry for myself or settling for something less than extraordinary, I focused my energy on things I could more easily control. My career as an editor at a big publishing company. Fascinating trips, great times with good friends, and interesting writers. Evenings of fine wine and sparkling conversation. Overall, I was content with my life. And I told myself that I didn't need a husband to feel complete and fulfilled. Then I met Ben. Beautiful, kind, funny Ben, who seemed way too good to be true. Especially after I learned that he actually shared my feelings on children. The subject came up the night we met on a blind date orchestrated by our mutual friends, Ray and Annie. We were at Nobu, making small talk over yellowtail sashimi and rock shrimp tempura, when we became distracted by a young boy, no older than 6, seated at the table next to us. The boy was ultra trendy, wearing a little black Kangol hat and a Lacoste polo with the collar turned up. His posture was ramrod straight, and he was proudly ordering his sushi, proper pronunciation and all, with no input from his parents. Clearly, this was not his first trip to Nobu. In fact, I'd have guessed that he had eaten sushi more often than grilled cheese sandwiches. Ben and I watched him, smiling in the way people often smile at children and puppies, when I blurt out, "If you have to have kids, that's certainly the kind to have." Ben leaned across the table and whispered, "You mean one with a bowl cut and a hip wardrobe?" "No, the kind that you can take to Nobu on a school night," I said matter-of-factly. "I'm not interested in eating chicken fingers at TGI Fridays. Ever." Ben cleared his throat and smirked. "So you don't want to live in the suburbs and eat at Fridays, or you don't want kids?" he asked, as I noticed his slight, sexy underbite. "Neither. Both. All of the above," I said. Then, just in case I hadn't been clear enough, I added for good measure, "I don't want to eat at Fridays, I don't want to live in the suburbs, and I don't want kids."